Vanessa, as a poet, where did it start? Can you remember when you, what your first poem was?
Yes, I can. And somebody actually recently threatened to post it on Facebook because it was actually in the school magazine. And I remember that the first line went something along, "Life is no garden path." So at the age of 13, I was clearly already very philosophical about things. But that was published in the school magazine, and that was very exciting to have it. I didn't keep it. I have no idea what happened to it.
When did you start to write more fully?
When I was 30, actually. I went to university in the meantime. I studied literature. I studied writers who seemed to be uniformly dead and male. There wasn't any suggestion in the early 80s that literature or writing was produced by people who were actually living and breathing and around me. And then coming up to that sort of fairly important birthday, my mother said to me, "We've been thinking about what we'd like to give you as a birthday present. And we thought a creative writing course." And I'm kind of going, "Are you mad? Why would I want to do a creative writing course?" And she just thought that there was something missing that I couldn't see. And that that was a desire to write and express my own ideas, my own thoughts. So, you know, thinking, well, maybe I might learn how to write the great Irish novel and join the ranks of the people I had studied in university. I did this creative writing course. It was one of these sort of multifaceted courses where you tried a bit of everything. And the evening that we were asked to go and write a poem, I went home and found myself writing about an aunt who had died maybe 4 years beforehand. She had been my godmother. And the experience of writing about this person was unlike anything that I'd ever written. You know, I'd written press releases on the insurance industry. I had written technical articles about banking. I had never had the experience of being aware on one level that there was something that I wanted to very carefully craft, but feeling this incredible emotional charge because this was my own territory, the people I cared about, things that I had been noticing in life, that, you know, it was important for me to get right. And this first poem that I wrote for that exercise, I found myself writing about an aunt who had died, as it happens, 5 years to the date that I wrote the poem. I didn't realise that at the time that I was writing it, though saw that afterwards. And so I'm writing the poem, I'm making the word choices, but I'm also crying as I'm typing and thinking, this is really interesting and strange and something I've never really had that kind of reaction to as a writer. And I guess that's what caught me.